Hey guys.
Yeah.
Let's do an intro, okay?
Oh my god.
They must be tired today. I don't know if I can clear my throat all the way today.
Okay, check, check.
This is Limited Appeal. Welcome to our show.
All right, this is our mail segment. It's called Punch Us in the Mail Sack.
Oh!
And we have no mail this week.
So please send us mail.
Yeah, you fuckers. Was it my angry, was it my threats of sending angry emails back to anyone who sent in? Maybe that's why we're getting so little mail.
Yeah, but, you know, you guys are looking at it the wrong way. I see this as a real positive because our mail sack is no longer bursting at the seams.
That's right.
It's nice to lighten the old mail sack.
Yeah. Yeah, my mail sack's very relaxed right now.
It's hanging low. Drooping, in fact.
Yeah, a little bit of droop.
Swinging around there, swinging around.
So if someone would like to fill our sacks.
Just give us a little. Put a little in the mail sack there. Alrighty then.
You can email us at limitedappeal. No, I don't know where.
Yeah. No, that's not right at all.
It's mastman@limitedappeal.net.
Hey, what's that smell? Oh, it's inventions and shit.
Inventions and shit.
So, this is an ampli farter. It's for when you actually...
I can guess what it is already.
Yeah, exactly. So when you're in public and you just want to, like, let people know.
And the regular fart is just not enough? You need to...
No, you need to be louder.
Louder, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And how would this work exactly? Is it just a microphone you put near your ass, or how does that
work? I guess
so,
yeah.
I
haven't really built a prototype yet or anything.
Oh, okay.
Why would you need to amplify your farts?
Well, what
if you really want to get it out there?
Yeah, what if you really want to impress people with all the physiology that's going on?
How loud are we talking?
I guess you could have a little volume control.
Okay, here's my question is, do you also want some kind of visual indicator to make sure that it's clear that it was you? Like a little light, you know, on top of your head or something that goes off. Because you know, sometimes...
I hadn't thought of that. I was just thinking that it'd kind of be funny if it was ambiguous.
Oh, so you want it to be loud and ambiguous.
Yeah, you want to... If you could get it to sort of like... You could position a speaker even further away.
Oh, okay.
And just broadcast it or something.
Right, so this is the point of it is actually to... cause confusion. See, I thought here you wanted to take credit for it, you know. You're like telling everybody, hey, I just, that big ass fart, that was me. But if you wanted to just be like, holy shit, somebody just, you know, tore a hole in their pants, and I wonder who it was, then yeah, I could see that.
Other uses for it would be if perhaps you ate maybe some strongly spiced Persian food the night before, and your farts are quite offensive smelling, it might be nice to amplify the fart so that you're
warning
people,
yeah.
Somebody just farted, you better run.
You better run.
That's not bad.
Strong Persian food.
Well,
why Persian?
You know, You know those pomegranates.
In that case, maybe the light on your head is good so that people know the origin of the,
yes.
you know, the
Well, in that case, you probably wouldn't need the sound. You could just have a big sign saying, I farted. You don't even need the sound.
It could be a sign on your head that would light up that says, I farted. In fact, maybe you could even control, you know, if you knew that your farts were particularly offensive that day, you could maybe change the color of it so that it's, you know, red alert.
You could
just get some
something.
T-shirts made that say, I am a smelly pig. and then you wouldn't need to worry about anything. People
but you know, the problem with that, I mean, that's a decent idea in itself. The only problem is that it means that, you know, you put your shirt on in the morning, maybe you don't know that 2 hours later you're going to have some really offensive gas. Then you need the way to warn people, but you have the T-shirt at home, you know. You see the limitations.
But luckily,
your idea.
You're carrying around a light bulb over your hat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this would be something you would have with you all the time.
Yeah. I can say that's much less cumbersome than, say, a T-shirt.
I'm just saying that are you going to wear this T-shirt all the time?
Well, you could have several made.
So you're going to carry around several T-shirts.
Well, you only need to carry one at once.
So you're going to carry a T-shirt with you and just put it on when you have smelling.
I think
farts.
You just wear it all the time as a
but
precaution.
What if you're not smelling?
Well, it's a precaution.
Yeah.
Well, then people don't know. They're like, well, is this guy just wearing it as a precaution, or is he really smelly right now?
Yeah, because people will test the boundaries, and they'll go up to you, and they'll say, hey, he's not smelly, that's a lie.
It's like,
and then you let one go, and death to...
Luke, there's a little fairy tale. Have you ever heard the fairy tale of the boy who cried wolf? That's the type of problem that we're dealing with right here, with this wearing the T-shirt all the time. Okay, grab your purse. We're going on the nature walk.
The topic is spots on a giraffe. I mean, these things are pretty darn big.
Which
things?
Spots?
No, the spots are big, but the giraffe is a large animal. Do they really need some sort of disguise or some camouflage?
Is that what that is? I thought it was fashion. I thought they were making a statement.
What's the statement?
They're pretty hip, fucking weird ass animals.
Could be.
Well, you people.
Do they sleep?
At
do
all?
They sleep standing up like a horse or something?
No, they sit.
Do they?
Yeah. So when they're sitting on the ground, maybe it helps to be like sort of camouflaged.
But like they don't look like the same tone as anything around them, at least in the pictures I'm looking at.
Yeah, but
if they were lying down
in the grass, they sort of look like cracked mud.
I think you're missing the point, though. I think you're missing the
Tell
point.
Tell us the point.
If there was a picture of them in their proper camouflage, you wouldn't see them.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, good point.
That's just fucked.
The other thing you got to think about is how well do most of their predators see as opposed to smell?
You think the giraffes smell pretty good? Maybe they just smell exactly like bushes and things. Things that they stand near.
You think they have a smell camouflage?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
It is.
Clearly more important than visual camouflage if their predators are all...
Well, that's my point. So my point is this camouflage might not look so great to us, but it's probably really good for something that sees a lot less... well than we do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The picture I'm looking at, the giraffe camouflage is working incredibly well because there's a bird sitting on top of the giraffe's back. And the bird's probably thinking, hey, this is some nice cracked mud I can sit on.
That's an oxpecker, dude.
It's probably also thinking, wow, this cracked mud is pretty warm.
What's an oxpecker?
It eats the parasites from the furs of large mammals.
An ox pecker. Cool. Why not call it a back pecker or a parasite pecker?
Well, I guess it was associated
with... Is warren
a
large
ox.
Mammal? Could he have an ox pecker?
I have an ox pecker.
Well, that didn't come out as I expected at all.
Well, that's our show, everybody.
Yeah.
Or you.
I know.
Everybody. You.
Well,
that's
maybe,
the end of the show.
Maybe they're broadcasting this.
To everybody.
Well, if there's more than one person, it's everybody, isn't it?
Of everybody.
Even if it's just one person, couldn't it be everybody?
Oh.
Yeah.
So, well, that's our show, everybody.
Yeah.
You can visit our website.
Yep. You sure can.
It's a secret. We're not telling you.
Unless you don't have a computer, then it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
Oh. In case you're expecting something.
Here's what you get. Is that what it
shouldn't.
Is? This is what you
this.
Get.
This is what you get.
You'd think we'd know by now.
Yeah.
I guess if we knew by now, it would be because you were expecting us to know, and that's
yeah,
a mistake.
Yeah.
Bye-bye!